was an investigation by Paxson in May that claimed Colgate's marketing caused parents to give children unhealthy doses of fluoride. A study published in January in the journal JAMA Pediatrics linked higher fluoride exposures in children to lower IQ scores. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Nearly 200 shipping companies say they want the world's largest maritime nations to adopt regulations that include the first ever global fee on greenhouse gases. The push by the Getting to Zero Coalition comes ahead of an International Maritime Organization meeting in London next month. The Trump administration unequivocally rejects the proposal and has threatened to retaliate if nations support it. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies and light winds for the overnight as temperatures tumble into the lower 60s. On Tuesday, sunny to mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Wednesday, pretty much a carbon copy across the area. Right now, it's 64.
WRJN. You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love of feeling. Oh, that love of feeling. You've lost that love of feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh,
now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. You're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So don't let's slip away.
Reef Point Marina, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Ba 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 ba. Saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
Ba 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 that shines her light on the city nights. And I got a catch a noon train, I gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. Sweet, sweet city woman, I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you.
local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, if that's all right. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, summer, in the city.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station.
Yesterday troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
She lives. Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now. Mustang Sally now, baby. Oh, Lord. Guess you better slow your Mustang down.
Timeless hits here on WRJN, your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings 6 to 9 with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening at your side. Tell me you'll love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Sweeten my coffee with a morning kiss. Soften my dreams with your sigh. Tell me you love for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Must go. I won't tell you no. Just so that we can say we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The first court appearance for the man suspected of killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk is tomorrow. CBS's Carter Evans.
The FBI is combing through social media accounts the suspect, Tyler Robinson, used, searching for signs anyone encouraged the shooting. On the eve of the suspect's first court appearance, FBI Director Kash Patel laid out some of the evidence, which he says points to a motive.
He had a text message exchange, he, the suspect, with another individual, in which he claimed that he had an opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk and he was going to do it.
CBS News has learned from a spokesperson for Discord that law enforcement has been given copies of chat messages that appear to show the suspect in Kirk's death confessing to the killing about 2 hours before being taken into custody. President Trump claims several left-leaning groups are already under investigation following the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Speaking to reporters outside the White House, Attorney General Pam Bondi says the Justice Department is casting a wide net following what she says are recent attempts to incite violence.
People who are breaking up bricks, throwing at police cars, people who are being paid to dox police officers, to dox victims of crimes, that can jeopardize lives. And that's when you cross the line from First Amendment to a crime.
The U.S. again conducts a deadly strike in international waters, with President Trump claiming it was on a Venezuelan vessel illegally transporting drugs. CBS's Charlie Daggett at the Pentagon.
This strike is the second against an alleged drug boat which killed 11 drug smugglers earlier this month, according to the president. CBS News has learned that vessel had turned around and was fired on anyway. Democrats and some Republicans questioned whether that strike violated international law.
That just isn't who we are.
Venezuelan officials say the recent military escalations are aimed at a regime change in order to acquire the nation's oil. According to a new Stanford study, changing our clocks twice a year can really mess up the body's circadian rhythm. And Professor Jamie Seitzer says they found permanent standard time is best.
So when we're keeping it at permanent standard time, what you see was that there'd be a reduction in obesity and a reduction in strokes.
It's being called the biggest investment to date in support of what's called regenerative agriculture in the U.S. CBS's Jim Krasula.
McDonald's says it plans to invest $200 million over the next 7 years to promote regenerative agriculture practices on cattle ranches. Regenerative ag techniques are used to conserve water, enhance soil health, and reduce the need for synthetic chemicals and fertilizers.
This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. With insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial #250 and say the words Micro, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250 Micro. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
The Emmys were last night and ratings were up. CBS's Matt Piper.
While I have your attention, is anyone hiring?
About 7.4 million viewers watched the Primetime Emmy Awards on CBS, hitting a four-year high and 8% higher than last year's on ABC. But it does lag well behind comparable shows, bringing less than half the viewers of the Oscars or Grammys and significantly fewer than the Golden Globes. The Emmys had nearly 22 million viewers back in 2000, a level it's unlikely ever to hit again given the vast and fractured entertainment environment. The Emmys telecast rotates every year between the four broadcast networks. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The figure includes viewership on CBS and its Paramount Plus streaming service. On this day after Pope Leo's 70th birthday, Chicago's Insight Hospital and Medical Center has dedicated a plaque commemorating the pontiff's birth at the facility when it was called Mercy Hospital. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies and light winds for the overnight as temperatures tumble into the lower 60s. On Tuesday, sunny to mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Wednesday, pretty much a carbon copy across the area. Right now, it's 64.